This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today we're hearing from Abby Hungwe, Managing Director of Owl and Panther, a local organization whose mission is to provide meaningful and healing expressive arts experiences in the community and in the natural world for refugee families who have been impacted by trauma, torture, and traumatic dislocation. Abby, welcome to Artist Stories.
Thank you very much, Ava.
If we could start with you telling us the story of your journey to Tucson and your discovery of Owl and Panther.
I came to Tucson as an asylum seeker in 2008. I'm originally from Zimbabwe, and coming to Tucson was one of the most difficult decisions I've ever had to make. When I left Zimbabwe, I left my home, I left my family, I left my friends, I left my support system. You know, it was a very hard decision because I knew that leaving was going to be a very big loss, but I also knew that I had to leave because that was the only sure way of protecting my life. My first month in Tucson was really difficult. I was scared and in a very unfamiliar place. I didn't have anybody to comfort me or support me through this very difficult time. But I was very fortunate that my immigration lawyer introduced me to Owl and Panther, and she encouraged me to participate. Owl and Panther gave me kindness and support that helped me to reclaim my strength.
When you came to the United States, were you in your 20s? Is that correct?
Yeah, I was in my very early 20s. I had had my 22nd birthday just in January, and I moved to Tucson in February.
So tell us what you found when you came to Owl and Panther.
You know, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that everything was new. But Owl and Panther was such a profound experience for me because, you know, I had never experienced the kindness and consistent kindness of strangers in my life. And that's what Owl and Panther provided for me.
Can you talk to us a little about the role of art in that experience?
Art was something that, you know, I had experienced during my life in Zimbabwe. But when art was offered to me at Owl and Panther, it was offered as an outlet for my feelings, my thoughts, my ideas. Art was something that I could use to express myself. It was something that when I was triggered, I could find a way to share how I felt about things. It was a way to help me process things. And it was also very powerful because art for me became sort of like a language on its own. It was, in a lot of ways, easier, I guess, to speak to my feelings without the pressure of having to find the words to share it.
Your asylum-seeking process was difficult, but having Owl and Panther there during that process was helpful.
You know, one of the things about the asylum-seeking process is that, in a lot of ways, you have to relive some of the trauma and torture that you experienced. You know, for me, I was fortunate to have the support of volunteers, and some of the volunteers had even become friends for me at that point. So it was very helpful to have people who just were there to, you know, sit with me if I needed that, or to talk about it if I needed to, or to just let me be.
I think your story is so powerful at any time, but I feel like especially at this time where we really need people to have a better understanding of Why People Seek Asylum and the asylum seeking process. You had mentioned to me that although your process was difficult, it's even more difficult now.
When I came to the U.S. in 2008, the process was a lot easier than it is now. And I say that because I came here in February, and by June, I had an answer from the United States, and my asylum was granted. Now, a lot of asylum seekers who begin the process of seeking asylum in this country, some of them, it takes them years without even an idea of what's next for them. It's very difficult because this whole time you're in limbo. You know, you don't have permission to work, but at the same time, you can't leave.
So one of the questions that I wanted to ask around that was also, if you can recall any of the moments that stood out as moments where people were the most kindest and it made the biggest difference, or even moments where maybe people weren't as supportive as they could have been and where they could have possibly done better.
The kindest and most helpful gestures for me were especially around anything that helped me feel welcome, especially when I was very new to this country. People I barely knew took me with them to their social gatherings, community events. Some of them showed me around. They showed me different places of interest in Tucson. And even in the grocery store, in the library, sometimes I would make eye contact with people and they would smile or they would nod. You know, all of this helped me to feel like I could find a sense of belonging in my new community.
Those are great examples, really examples of everyday kindness going a long way.
Yeah, it really makes a difference.
There was another specific event that I really wanted us to talk about. Could you tell us about the first exhibit that Owl and Panther had at the Tucson Museum of Art?
Owl and Panther has been fortunate to have a partnership, an ongoing partnership with the Tucson Museum of Art since 2010. The first exhibit that we had at the Tucson Museum of Art was in 2013. And this exhibit was called Museum as Sanctuary, Giving Voice to Tucson's Refugees. It was the culmination of several months of participants expressing themselves through photography, painting, and papier-mâché. I think for a lot of the younger participants especially, it was hard for them to comprehend what it meant to have their work showcased in this way. I remember one participant in particular, he was a bit older than the younger participants, but he faced a lot of challenges during the project. He had a lot of frustration. You know, his frustration was specifically about painting. He had a hard time with some of his paintings, and he had a hard time making decisions about how he wanted to express himself. And a lot of the times, he was very close to giving up, but he persisted. And I think the reception, when the exhibit was first shared with the community, that reception was a great honor and validation of his work and that of other participants as well. And I think through that experience, he was later able to proudly claim and declare that he was an artist. He really took ownership of his work. He pretty much surprised us all because he was so willing to talk about his process. He was so willing to talk about how he came to producing his work.
I also wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to ask you about the This Is Beauty project. What is beauty is really something that touches everyone. There are a lot of conflicting messages in the media and all around us in terms of what beauty is or what beauty should be. I find this exploration of the question of what is beauty to be so valuable and timely.
You know, I think it's hard enough for people in their everyday life to make decisions for themselves about what beauty is and what it means to them. But I think it's especially hard, especially when you're a young refugee who's navigating a world that's very new to them. You know, with that comes pressure from your new community, pressure from your parents, pressure from the culture that you grew up with. It's so deep because, you know, when you've experienced so much loss, it's very hard to find your identity. And it's especially hard when you're young and when you're still learning and developing and finding what it means to be a part of this society, a part of this world. Ideas about beauty are everywhere, and people have a lot of different opinions about what beauty is. And so I feel like as a young refugee, it's very easy to embody other people's ideas of beauty and neglect discovery of what your own ideas of beauty are and claiming those ideas of beauty and knowing that, you know, your ideas of beauty are just as important and valid as somebody else's ideas of beauty. This semester we explored beauty in the idea of art material and food and color. And next semester, the idea is to move this into actual projects and to maybe go out into nature as well. You know, that's the thing that I find to be one of the really beautiful things about Owl and Panther. The idea of, you know, spending several months working on something and expressing whatever feelings or thoughts or ideas you have. And then at the end of all of that, having an opportunity to share what you've been up to with the public and give the community a chance to honor your work and validate your work. And, you know, it's so important to be valued even by people you don't know.
I feel like when a person makes some kind of art and puts it out into the world, it's a little piece of that person. It's a little piece of that soul that you're putting out there, and it can be scary because, you know, you might feel like if this isn't well received, I'm being rejected.
Yeah, it puts you in a very vulnerable place. I think the first thing that makes the art experiences healing is just the idea that you can express yourself however you want to, without judgment, without somebody looking over your shoulder and directing you or telling you how to be, who to be. And experiencing art making in this way is so special because, you know, there's nobody critiquing you. Whatever you put on paper, whatever you put on a canvas, whatever you capture in images or sound, it's really your own. Owl and Panther was formed in 1995. This work came from a direct request from Central American refugees who came to the U.S. through the sanctuary movement. They felt that they needed a safe outlet for their children. And so the very first years, Owl and Panther was just a space where participants could find support for their homework, for doing homework, build on their English skills, learn about other people's culture. You know, over the years, it grew. You know, the name Owl and Panther, it comes from a creation story, a Cherokee creation story, where the creator asks all the animals and plants to stay up for 7 days and seven nights. And of the animals, only the owl and the panther are able to stay up for the whole 7 days and seven nights. And at the end of this, they are gifted with the ability to see through the dark. You know, this name, Owl and Panther, is sort of a metaphor for the work that Owl and Panther does in the community of helping refugees see through their own darkness.
I think it's so unique that you came to Owl and Panther as a participant, and now you're in this role, this leadership role with Owl and Panther, with all of these participants looking up to you from where they stand, which is where you stood back when you first arrived. How does that feel?
Sometimes it feels like such a huge responsibility. I chose to stay with Owl and Panther because I felt that I had to make sure that other participants could experience what I experienced. I gained so much from Owl and Panther, and I felt passionate about making sure that, you know, this work lives on for many more years to come. And, you know, every moment that I get to share with the participant is a gift to me. You know, it's so rewarding to see the growth in participants. You know, a lot of the young children and adults as well that we serve come to Owl and Panther with caring a lot. You know, I know for myself, I come from a background where, you know, the idea of taking care of your mental health or seeking any kind of help in that regard is frowned upon. Mental health care is stigmatized in Zimbabwe, and there's been a lot of headway, but that's what I grew up with. You know, this experience is not unique to Zimbabwe. A lot of the families that we serve come from this background. One of the things that I'm grateful to Owl and Panther for is this whole idea of how taking care of your own mental health doesn't have to be something that brings shame or, you know, something that you can't share with your loved ones for fear of how they might judge you or of what they might think, maybe. That's one of the gifts that art brings is this whole idea that you can find healing and you can find a way to process some very difficult experiences, some very difficult events that happened in your life. Sometimes it can feel like a huge, huge responsibility, which it is. It's a very big responsibility because, you know, not only am I charged with the executive functions of Owl and Panther and you know, informing the plan, the strategic plan for day-to-day operations and fulfilling the mission of Owl and Panther, but I'm also charged with making sure that all our decisions and all our actions are informed by my perspective as a refugee, as somebody who came to this country seeking protection. You know, sometimes that weighs heavily on me because, you know, I find myself torn between making decisions based on my experience as a refugee and making decisions based on objective, pragmatic, financial even, reality. And so in those moments, I find that what helps me is remembering why I signed up for this in the first place. Remembering that my commitment was to make sure that Owl and Panther lives on for many more years to come, but also that Owl and Panther stays true to its heart and that Owl and Panther will, you know, always be a place where refugees and asylum seekers can turn to for kindness and support.
Abby, thank you so much for being with me here today in the studio.
Thank you, Ava. It has been such a pleasure having this conversation with you. At Owl and Panther, we're always looking for volunteers to join our team to help make this work happen. And so I encourage anybody who's interested in volunteering or even interested in finding out more information about volunteering to reach us at our website, and that is www.owlandpanther.org.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.